July 8th, 1980. The time is 9:14 p.m. It's the night before our trip to Montana. We're going out to visit our grandmother, aunt and uncle, and cousin. It's in Darby, Montana, and we might go to the Grand Canyon. We are in New Jersey now, Martinsville, New Jersey, and I'll keep you posted on our trip. Goodbye. It is now July 9th, 1980, the morning of our trip. The time is 7:52 a.m., and we will be leaving for Montana this morning. Everything is all packed, and we'll be leaving in about half an hour. I'll keep you posted on our trip. The next recording will be in the car. Goodbye. It's 9 o'clock, and we're about to leave. Okay. We're leaving now.
Julie? Okay. That's all right, I can see. The brake is released. It really doesn't use it. You know what? There's something wrong.
What was that? Hitting it to a tree?
Because I can't see.
Oh, gosh. We smashed into the tree, but we left easily after that. We're now on the highway, and we're
287 north,
heading for West 78 or something like that. Okay, I'll keep you posted on the trip. Goodbye.
Hey, folks. Hey, are you listening to BluffCousin.com?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. What do you think about BluffCousin.com?
BluffCousin is insane in the membrane.
There's great stuff on BluffCousin.com.
Yeah. It's good episodes of Law. Laws are the way for the future.
Yeah. Beautiful neighbors.
Gets out.
Beautiful neighbors and good stuff.
Law. No. I'm the butt says a bucket in an alley just like me.
You listen to BluffCousin.com.
Love the internet.
What the hell are internet?
I don't know.
The end.
The end.
Dear Courtney, I wish you could be living down in New Jersey. I hope you can come down to Cindy's house next summer. And I really miss you a lot, lots and lots. My birthday is October the 12th, Columbus Day. And my dog and me and Cindy and my whole family miss you a real lot. We wish you haven't moved. Love, Carrie. Here's Cindy.
Dear Courtney, I wanted to say something, but I couldn't write it down on a letter because it was too long, and I just wanted to do this. And also, every time I went to call you, you either weren't home, going to play somewhere, or still at school. So I wanted to ask you something, and I was kind of afraid to say it on the phone because I thought I didn't know how to say it, so I decided to say it on a tape. Courtney, I'd like to ask you next summer to come over my house on summer vacation for 2 or 3 weeks, and your mother should, like, pay the airplane fare, and my mother will pay for the food and everything. Maybe we can make it out that way, because I really miss you a whole lot, and I want you to come down and stuff. I still have Grover, Smokey, Pebbles, and Sam, but your Sam died of two dogs biting him. But we have another Sam. He's all gray with a little white dot on his nose. He's a miniature rabbit, but has longer ears than Sam did. He's very nice, but not as nice as the Sam we used to have. Pebbles is getting bigger and bigger every day. Smokey is getting fatter and fatter every day. Grover is pretty good. He did lose a lot of weight since you were gone because he was running after everything because he thought it was you. He wanted you back so much, he hardly even ate his food when he heard that you left. I miss you very much, and I want to see you this next summer, because every time I wanted to call you, you weren't home. And my mother says when Grover dies that we might get another dog, but it may be a different kind of dog. And one morning when I was in my bedroom sleeping, my dog was there, and I didn't hear him because he didn't have his collar on. And he walked into my bedroom after he made a mess all over the front of my doorstep. And when I walked out to get a drink of water. I stepped in it, and I didn't exactly like it. But I do really want to see you, and I do miss you. Your house is very empty without you in it. And every time I look at your house, I just feel like crying, but I don't, because I know you're not going to go and move back into that house. The people who live there aren't too nice because I haven't met them, and I don't want to because it'll bring back too many memories of you. I'd like to see you next summer, and my whole family misses you. We got a hamster named Fluffy, and she had babies one morning, and I came to my mother, and I started to cry. My mother said, "Why are you crying?" And I go, and she goes, "Never mind, Cindy. Fluffy's dead. I know she is." So she walks in there, and she sees 7 little babies. And my mother says, "Oh, my God, I'm a great grandparent." And she goes, "Cindy, how could you do this to me?" And I go, "Well, I couldn't help if she was pregnant and if she was a girl." So and that was the time we were camping. My father said that it would be best if we gave the babies to the pet store. They'd take good care and give them to another hamster mother, because if we went camping with her, because my mother was going to Bermuda, and she could not take Fluffy, and nobody would be able to take care of Fluffy. She is a hamster. Fluffy is a hamster. So, we had to give away the babies, give them to the pet house, and we went camping with Fluffy. She was a very good hamster, but she only bit somebody once when we went camping. Before we even went camping, and when we had to change her to a different cage because she had babies and the cage she was in was too small, she got scared because we were picking up her babies with a plastic spoon and putting them in a different cage. She put all her babies in a pouch right near her cheeks. Hamsters have pouches. And so my mother gave her a rag so that she could make a nest for her babies. So she took her front paw and she pushed out all the babies from her pouch into the rag. Luckily, none of them were dead. Kara would like to speak to you again. Love, Cindy.
Courtney, when we were on our summer vacation at the beach, there was this big dog, right? And he liked to fish a lot with his mouth. And we called him Lady because the people that owned him, they left him at the beach. And my mom found him for a long time. And he was at the beach fishing by himself for about 8 weeks. And we wanted to keep him, but Inky would be so upset with another dog in the house. We would have brought home if Inky wasn't home. And I wish you could come back here. Love, Cat.
Courtney, I just wanted to remind you, when you get this tape and you hear that I wanted to ask you over for next summer vacation, please ask your mother. My mother said she'd be glad to have you and she wants you here, because everybody in my family is saying, "Why aren't you playing with Courtney?" That's what my sister said this morning. And I said, "Because she moved to Florida." And she goes, "Oh, that's right. And that's why everybody is missing you so much. So please ask your mother if you can come." Oh, please let Ashley hear this. "Ashley, I miss you just as much. Jackie has some new friends over at the house that you used to live in. May I please speak to Courtney now? Courtney, I miss you very much. I want to see you next summer. Please beg your mother. But don't beg her too much, or she might just say no, absolutely not. And if she says no, ask her maybe next summer when you get older. I wonder how old you are. Are you 7, are you 8, or are you 9? It seems like you've been gone for 30 years, but I know you've been only gone for a couple of months. I can't live without you, Courtney. Please ask your mother if you can come over next summer. Love, Cindy and
Kara."
Nighttime at Walt Disney World Village.
I think it's Walt Disney World Village, not Walt Disney World Village.
November 20th, daytime. No, this is what, nighttime? Early morning.
Attaboy. Attaboy, Ben.
November 20th, early morning, 1985.
Was more vodka?
No. No more anything. No more anything.
What was that?
What?
Come here.
No.
Something's sticking out from your head.
Well, it's not.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Yeah, no, what is it? So,
the white thing.
Oh, God.
There's no white things again in my hair.
Right there.
Where?
See, sir.
Where was it?
It was just a piece of hair.
Was it gray? You had a gray hair.
I probably did. Probably all that stuff killed my
hair. Man, when are you going to shave your face?
Tomorrow night.
You promise?
Babysitting, see, child care.
Are you gonna shave your legs too, friend?
Child care. Yeah. Unique learning while playing developmental program.
You need to get a radio show.
You are recording me, you know.
Yeah.
I am gonna get a radio show next semester.
Are you? What are you gonna play, Laurie Anderson?
Unique learning while playing developmental program for children ages 2 and up is
children?
Available.
What's a children?
At the Kinder Care Children Center.
What's children? At the Kinder Care. What the hell's a children?
Children.
It's one of those things, the green little
wine
you put on, like, eggs
cooler children.
Wine cooler children?
Film developing Mickey Mouse Express. If you have film processed, you may pick up
film.
You're
wearing women's pantyhose, man.
Milling develop.
Oh, shit, not again.
At one of these following, Magican and Polaroid Camera Center. Polynesian is news from civilization.
Civilization, then?
Polynesian is
take
news.
It from
and fit realness is part of neighborhood. Is that the right. Fourth Disney World Village gifts and
things? Can we read something interesting to us? How about some X-Men?
No, I have something right here. Dragon Magazine.
Dragon Magazine.
You are a slob.
No, no, no.
It has been almost writing on the wall all over. And Kathy Jones said that. She's blaming herself. I said, don't go on these guilt trips because it's happening nobody and none of us. It happened and you walk by it and it's fine and dandy. Just hang in there. Because she knew that he's getting very weird and he's getting sick. Well, it could have been done 6 months ago when he was still working for the factory.
Well, here we are at the Royal Mall.
Oh, you know, I mean, you know, first you say she's going to be at a swamp. Now, how this mall is enormous. How are we ever going to find her at this mall?
Don't worry, we will find her. She will know it by my voice, Gina.
Okay. Listen, pupil, I'm telling you, okay? We better be able to find her, okay?
We will find her, I guarantee it. But isn't it amazing? Here we are. We went from the very rural swamp. The urbanized mall. The differences are just so amazing. Here we are, we were totally like in the middle of nowhere in the swamp. And then there was a wedding going on in the swamp in the middle of nowhere. Then here we are at the Royal Mall. Where, what do you know? Is there a wedding going on here? I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, the thing is, Bugle, I don't get it. You know, to me, if you say you're going to meet at a swamp, you're going to remember that because that's kind of out of the ordinary.
Yes.
How could she have gotten confused? Why would she think that we'd be meeting at a mall instead of a swamp?
But you know, there's a reason for her madness. And when we meet up with her, we're going to find out why.
Oh, because she's a comedy genius, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Buelman, what is up with this mall? We won't have to walk like half an hour just to get out of the parking lot, get into the mall itself. You know, Buelman, I don't understand. Why do we have to meet her at a mall? This is crazy. This mall is enormous.
You don't understand the meaning of a mall, and I don't know what to do to explain it to you. I've been trying to explain it to you for over and over again, and you don't understand it. I know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end right now.
Look, all I'm saying is, if you had said a mall in the first place, it would have been fine.
I love malls. They're fantastic. They're awesome. There's nothing bad about them. Leave me alone. Malls are wonderful. They're the best place in the world. Everyone should go to a mall. Oh, look, innovation luggage. I bet you some good carry-on there for you.
Yeah, great, great. What's this place now?
The glowing candle.
Great.
Yes, I would say it's very illuminating.
You know, Bublin, we've been walking around this mall for like over an hour. There's no sign of this Jocasta.
All right, fine. I understand you're fresh air. Let's go get something to eat. Get something to eat.
Right, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe for the elevator. Come on, elevator.
Mall elevators. You know, I could do a piece on mall elevators. You know, like you know, I could work on my comedy. Like, you ever notice these mall elevators? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are some things about? Like I could talk about. You know, as far as the thing. You know,
I really don't know. I mean,
like, you ever notice with these mall elevators? Like, you know, this little tiny elevator opens up, and like all these people come out. It's like, you know, it's like one of those clown cars. You know,
I think they're stuck into like a beetle or something like that. You know, like. What's going on?
Like, I don't understand. This little tiny thing, and how do you get like 15 baby carts in there and then 10 other people and 15 other people? You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's really
amazing. See, you know, I work on my comedy routines anywhere I am, you know?
All right, the food court.
You know, do you ever notice these food courts? Like, you never know. You never know what you're gonna get. Okay, and always, every place sucks except one place, and it has this huge line. All right. You see what I'm saying? I can improvise on the spot. You know.
But I think we'd be better when we get something to eat.
All right. All right. All right. I'm gonna get some sushi right now. Yeah, let me get one cucumber sushi. That's it. Now where could that bugling be? I can't see him anywhere. Oh, wait a minute, I see him over there. Bublin, over here. Bublin, what are you doing? What are you doing, Bublin?
Well, Bublin, we got my favorite mall food, which is sushi and French fries.
Ooh, what a combination.
I love eating French fries with chopsticks, all right?
You're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
So where is this Jocasta, anyway?
I think she's been coming around to Blimpy.
Hey, my French fries are superior to yours.
Oh, they sure are.
I like how these friggin' Japanese places, they give you one little thing of soy sauce for a whole thing of sushi.
I would say, you know what I say to them? I say, oh.
I want to pile on the sodium, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's crazy, you know what you can work on material anywhere, that's the whole thing, you know?
Most sodium, the better.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Now, where are those friggin' chopsticks?
Oh.
I had them a minute ago.
You lost them?
Oh, my
you
God.
You imbecile. Though?
Hey, Bublin, how you enjoying that Wendy's burger?
Wonderful.
I don't know, Bublin. I mean, you know, that was a pretty good meal. But, you know, where is this Jocasta? There's no way we're going to find it. We may as well just leave.
No, we're not going to leave. You know what? I just remembered. Jocasta, she loves rivers.
Rivers?
Yes.
What do you mean, rivers? Like the water conduit kind of thing?
No. Maybe we can go to a place like Riviera. Since it's in nature, we go to Nature Company or something like that. Maybe she'd be in one of those places.
What do you think? She came to the mall to meet us. Now she's seeking out her favorite thing, rivers?
Yes. So I'm thinking that maybe that's where one of the stores she could be related to, going to one of those stores. You know, something to do with nature.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret this. But all right, we'll go to these stores.
Yeah, give it a try. We'll try maybe the Riviera.
Laws of the economic universe of the universe. We shall find the Riviera. I tell you, there's something around here. The malls are the one that keep the society going. Yes. Without the malls, the world will come to an end. You understand? Yes. We will find the Riviera. Where is it? Choices. Understand. Where is the Riviera?
I don't even think there is a store called Riviera.
Wait,
okay?
I see a train store. Let's go in there. Bonsai Designs. Bonsai. Bonsai. Restoration Hardware. We just saw this store. What's going on? I want to see Riviera. That's Newman Marcus.
The hell is that? I've never heard of that one.
It's a store for pumps. It's a pompous stall. Yes. Only the rich and the elite go to Neiman Marcus. I'm going to open Bombay. Oh, I see another store. Bailey Banks and Beadle. Makes you want to widdle my widdle. Yes. I see Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer, the pompous stall. Yes. Only the rich and the elite goes over there.
They're all very fancy.
Yes,
they
are.
They have a regular light. It has to have three stems and all these plastic things on it.
But excuse me, but don't forget, the mall is the economic future. I want to find Riviera. Damn, my shoelace untied.
Where is she?
Look, Jocasta, she's over there.
Let's go. Let's go. Catch up with her. Is that her?
No, it's not.
Oh, damn.
Yay, yay. All right, well, eventually it'll work out. We'll find her.
Hey, I have one thing to say.
What's
when
that?
Is enough enough, okay? When is enough enough?
Before the mall closes, we will find her. I think the mall is an ancient toy maker shop because there's things moving around in it that come to life. That's my theory. What do you think? What do you think?
The toy maker shop.
Yes.
I think that's pushing it a little bit, all right? I think enough is enough.
You're insane.
You think that's a good catchphrase? I'm trying to, like, come up with another one.
Come up with another one. Did you know that the mall, I began to think, has a similar personality like me, a bumpy personality. You never know what to expect in a mall. Yeah. Check it out.
What the hell is your shoelace already? Yeah, but let me ask you one thing. For your shoes, did you ever consider Velcro?
No. Oh, Jocasta, where are you? I'm so dreadfully tired. Jocasta, I beg of you, show your face now. I can't take it no more.
But I don't know if I'm going to collapse. I've been walking around this mall for like 3 hours now.
Don't do that.
3 hours in the swamp and 3 hours in the mall. That's 6 hours of crap I put up with you.
Well, we'll just see about that, mister. You got a problem? Don't you know that anything worth pursuing takes time? Don't you understand? Don't you understand, Buck? Buck?
All this for an internet website that's probably gonna suck and be for losers.
That negative attitude will get you nowhere, mister.
All right, Mueblin. Let's look at this in a logical way, okay? Listen. Jocasta, you told Jocasta to meet you at the swamp, but she mistook that to meet you at the mall. And now you're saying that she likes rivers. So she likes rivers, okay? Now we're looking for a store called Riviera, but there is no store called Riviera. So let's use logic, okay? Logically speaking, where would she be?
She should be in a place called Payless. We'll see Jocasta either today, tomorrow, next week, 2 months from now. But whenever it is, it'll be worth it. I promise you.
Yeah, tell me about it. I don't like to share a name with Star Bucks. All right? Buck Lanterns, folks. See you later.
Mueblin,
does this mall ever close? It's got to be at least 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you. What is going on?
The only thing I never understood about Macy's. I can ever see, like, Macy's.
No, I can't do it. I can't make up any more jokes. I'm too tired. Look, someone just set off the alarm. I don't know what's going on. Did you ever notice alarms in malls? Like, when you walk through at the same time as the other person.
Yeah.
Did you ever think, like, you feel like, oh, they're going to think I stole something even though you didn't?
Yes.
You know, this is observational humor, you know? These alarms, when is enough enough? Can't we just trust everyone?
No. Buellin, let's go this way. We have to find them all.
Oh, Buellin, I can't take much more of this. Oh, I've never been in a mall so long in my life. I got to get home. I got some phone calls to make. I got to get some sleep. I mean, what does Jocasta look like anyway?
I have no idea, but I'm sure that when we do see her, we'll know who she is.
You don't even know what she looks like? Oh.
Malls are great. They're so great. Nothing in the world like a mall. If you don't like a mall, then you've got a problem.
Oh, my God. All right, in order to keep my sanity, I have to recite my stand-up act in order not to lose my mind. Oh. Did you ever notice Snoopy and that little bird friend of his? They're talking as... Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Do you ever notice balconies? They suck. No, it's not funny. I can't be funny anymore. I'm too tired. Oh.
Give it up.
Shoelacing is getting ridiculous.
You know, I think double knot.
Oh, my God. Well,
I never seen these many plants in my life. Look at this. It's like a whole row of plants.
Each one is sponsored by a different company.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe we should check them all out, see if any of them is sponsored by Riviera. What do you think?
I think you're right. Let me give it a shot. We've been all over this mall.
All right. We got to check all these plants. Every single one of these plants. And we got to find which plant is sponsored by a company called Riviera or something like that. Okay, how many more plants can we look at? This is the Underwood Tree Company. Oh, and the Special 35 Company. What's this one?
The
Riviera River Company.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Look, there's a note in here.
A note? Read it.
It says, Gublin baby, you missed the mall rendezvous, my friend. I'm heading over to the swamp now. F you. Just kidding, Jocasta.
Oh, no.
That's wrong. Not there.
Oh.
What are we going to do?
Carrie, is this the car?
I didn't know where it was.
Carrie.
Oh, whoa. God, what are those things?
What?
Those things.
Where? What are you saying?
Cows.
Cows. More cows.
Shut up.
Please.
Shut up. Right.
I'm shining.
All right. That won't help us at all. Caution, slippery oil spill? What is that?
What
is that?
Okay, it wasn't scary enough already.
Listen, look at that sign!
Caution, slippery oil spill.
Oh my God, there's like a car stopped up there.
I think we're actually... Oh my God, it's something about this road. This is like the haunted mansion, you know? Just like the long version.
Oh, a street light!
A street light? A flashing light?
I don't care.
How you doing, Carrie?
Shut up! The glow is, like, still far.
I know.
And it, like, every time it seems so close, but it's still very, very far.
I know.
And the glow, you know what? It's probably just, like, a lighthouse on water that's reflecting or something.
And that's a pretty big glow.
Lower Truro!
We're in Lower Truro! So we've kind of gotten to Truro, and it still doesn't look too good.
It still doesn't look like anything.
Oh, God. Wait.
It's like lights and stuff.
Wait. Whoa!
Is that Truro?
That is like...
I want a city.
I think we're getting to a pretty big city.
I'm going to write a song about how I journeyed to Truro and how I cried when we saw it because I'm getting a little teary-eyed. Oh my God! It looks like New Jersey.
New Jersey, yay!
And now, being that the subject of today's show is 75432,
yes,
I did some more research on the computer, and I came up with the town in the United States that has the zip code 75432.
What town is that?
And that is Cooper, Texas.
Cooper, Texas.
Yes, Cooper, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're going to be going down to an alternate reality version of Cooper, Texas right now.
Cool.
We haven't, you know, it's been a while since we did our last show, so we really need to jumpstart stuff with a real creative challenge.
Hey, I have a question for you. What was your last episode about?
That was old cartoons.
Old cartoons.
Let me see. I have it on my palm right here, and that was recorded on September 1st, 1991.
Wow.
Okay. See, I have all the information we need here. Anyway, we need a real jump start with our creativity.
Definitely.
You know, we haven't been recording anything for a long time.
No, we haven't.
So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be going down to Cooper, Texas, but not the regular Cooper, Texas.
Right.
Going down to an alternate reality version where the town is populated by only crazy celebrities.
Cool.
Okay? Now, I haven't told Pete anything about this. This is going to be a real challenge, okay? Now, what I did is, on the internet, I found the names of, like, 20 different businesses.
Okay.
And in each business, Pete is going to be the shopkeeper. He's going to be the person who owns the store. And I'm going to be the customer. And for each store, I'm going to just tell Pete who he's going to be, and he has to be that person, and I have to be the other person.
Okay. Okay.
Get ready.
I'm getting ready.
So there's going to be 40 characters, and as soon as possible. We're going to try to get through this in like 10 minutes if we can.
Oh, my God. Right. Are you guys ready for this?
Okay. Going down now through the alternate reality tubes. To the alternate reality, Cooper, Texas, where everyone is a crazy celebrity. Our first stop is Antiques and More. And owned by Ricky Martin. So Pete has to be Ricky Martin, and I'm going to be the girl from Crazy Taxi. That's a pretty obscure thing. It's from a video game, but anyway. Let's just start off. I'll come into store.
Okay.
Hi, will you take me by the beach?
Donde está?
You suck. Can't you go faster?
Excuse me?
I want to buy some antiques.
Can you take me to the antique store? I can't hear myself. What's going on here? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, you want to buy some antiques, eh?
You suck.
Excuse me.
You suck.
¿Dónde está? ¿Qué se llama?
Okay, well, that was a good start. Okay, now we're going to be heading down the street to another great store called Betty's House. And the storekeeper is none other than Marilyn Manson.
Oh, God.
And the customer is William S. Burroughs, the great beat poet. Well, hello there. My name is William S. Burroughs.
Nice to meet you. Can I kill you?
Well, I don't know. That doesn't sound like such a bad idea, Marilyn, but I'm just wondering, what do you sell here in Betty's house?
We have rock and roll knives.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what kind of rock and roll knife do you figure I should get?
I think it'd be a double-edged sword.
Do you use it on your stage show, Marilyn?
I sure do.
Wow.
Yes. Maybe I can use it on you.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, we're going to head down the street to another great store called Justa's Barn. And these are real businesses, by the way. But this, we're just in an alternate reality.
Okay.
And Michael Jordan owns this store. And I am going to be the customer, Miller, from Repo Man.
And I'm going to be...
Yes, another kind of obscure character, but you're Michael Jordan. Okay?
Oh, goodness.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
No, I haven't, man. Have you?
I think a lot about UFOs.
You do, do you? What do you think it stands for, man?
You've been to outer space, right?
I have never been to outer space, man.
I saw that movie.
What movie is that, man? You're full of crap.
Space Jam. It's real.
It's not real, man. It's full of jelly, man. It's, like, not real. I've never been in space. Like, what's up with you?
Michael, why do you play baseball?
I don't play baseball, man. Like, get it up. What's going on with you?
We're out in the middle of the woods here. I don't know what the heck we're doing. All right, you know, we're trying to get our creative juices flowing again. And this is just like an exercise.
Why can't I hear myself?
Just kidding. We're trying to get our creative juices flowing. So now let's... This is a very challenging thing. It's not like something you just pull out of a hat.
I need cyan cookies and orange Gina.
Yes. You just can't pull this out of a hat. Anyway, now we're going to head down the street to Reed Sales. And Madonna is the store owner, and I will be the great Teletubby Tinky Winky.
Oh, goodness.
Hello. Hey, am I your lucky star?
What?
Am I your lucky star?
Hello.
Don't you feel like dancing?
Hello.
Yeah, may I help you?
Bye-bye.
All right, well. That one was pretty good. Okay, now this one is going to be kind of challenging. We're going to Vaughn's Antiques and Used Furniture. Okay?
Okay.
Now you're going
to... Where did you come up with these names?
These are actual businesses in Cooper, Texas, which has the same zip code as the number of hours that have passed since our last show.
Wow.
Okay, this is Vaughn's Antiques and Used Furniture. You're going to be the kid from The Sixth Sense. You know this movie?
Oh, yeah.
The kids, I see dead people, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm going to be Pikachu.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
Pika! Oh, are you dead? I see you. I only see dead people. What's going on? Pika! Pika, you're dead. Why are you talking to me? I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. Oh, no.
Pika!
Bless you.
Pika!
Bless you.
Pika, Pika!
Bless you.
That was pretty good. What are we doing? What the hell's going on? Okay. We have to continue this, though, okay? Listen, we haven't done this for such a long time, okay? Now, we're going to the Tin Top Bait Shop, where they sell bait.
Tin Top Bait
Shop? Yes. Rosie O'Donnell is the owner of the store.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Neo from The Matrix. Listen, I did this very quickly. I wrote these celebrities down, okay?
I don't have to be Rosie O'Donnell.
Just try it, okay. Whoa. I need to buy some bait. I gotta jack into the fishing matrix, man.
I'm sorry, but we don't do that sort of thing here. You should be in Rosie O'Donnell's show, because you don't know Jack.
Whoa. Okay, that was good. This one is a little strange. We're going to Be Jeweled.
Aren't all of them?
Yes. Look, we're just, like I said, this is just an exercise to get us going again.
Okay.
We're going down to Be Jeweled, which is a jewelry store.
Huh?
And Bill Clinton actually is the owner, another crazy celebrity. And coming into the shop there is Jack Benny.
Oh, God.
Well, I want to buy some jewelry today.
Trust me, I'm no crook.
Well, Bill, what kind of jewelry can you sell me today? I'd like to buy, like, a necklace of some sort, maybe. Well, I can say some bubblegum jewelry for $2.
What? What? Was that you're saying?
I can say some costume jewelry for $2.
Well. Okay. Now we're moving on to Gracie's Crafts and More.
Okay.
So they have crafts and more. And actually, and this one is going to be, okay. You're going to be Bart Simpson as the owner.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to be Regis Philbin.
Okay.
Oh, hey, this is Gracie's Crafts and More.
Dough?
I'd dough? Like to buy some crafts. Do you have any baskets, perhaps, that I could buy?
We only have donuts, dough.
Hey, what's wrong with you? I need to buy some crafts.
Donuts!
Don't say, like, eat my shorts or something.
Eat my shorts, you little freak.
That doesn't sound like Bart Simpson. What are you doing?
Dough.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to head down the street to a great little store called Pieces and Patches.
Okay.
Just imagine if the people in this town are hearing this. They're going to flip out. We're, like, demolishing everything, like, the whole town. Okay, remember Max Headroom? You're going to be Max Headroom.
I don't know how to do him. Okay. But I'll give it a whirl.
You have to go like, hey. Yeah, okay. And I'm going to be Tony Soprano.
Okay.
Hey, what the fuck's up with you, Max?
Hey, no need to talk like that. Hey.
What the fuck's up with you? You're showing that fucking TV screen. I don't need to talk
like that. Hey, get out of my store. Hey.
Listen.
What?
The envelope was light, all right? What the fuck's going on?
Hey, no need for that language, sir. Get out of my store.
Get out of here. Okay, there we go. And we're just moving right along here. This is an exercise. We're going to another craft store called Crafts and Etc. That's as opposed to Gracie's Crafts and More. This is Crafts and Etc. All right. And you're going to be Kurt Cobain, and I'm going to be Selena's father. I gotta here fill in for me while I'm like smoking my cigar a little bit.
Okay. Well, I hope you're enjoying this zany show and understand.
We have a lot of other stuff coming up, too. This is just like to jumpstart a creative.
It's a warm-up kind of thing, you know?
All right, so you're Kurt Cobain, the owner of Crafts and Etc., and I'm Selena's father.
Okay.
Oh, hello, how you doing?
Yo, man, like, what's going on?
What kind of crafts do you have in here?
We got, like, some psychedelic crafts, and we got some, like, you know, like, rainbow stuff.
You know, the Mexicans want us to be more Mexican, and the Americans want us to be more Mexican. We get it from both sides, you know?
What are you trying to tell me, dude?
I'm trying to say that being Mexican-American is very difficult.
Dude, like, I think you should get, like, a psychiatrist, because, like, I can't deal with this kind of thing, you know? Like, I killed myself for crying out loud. Like, leave me alone.
Very good, very good. All right, moving right along. And there's a few more here. There's actually a lot more. All right, we've got to keep going, all right? I don't know if this is a good idea. Oh, no. Now we're at Main Street Specialties, and David Letterman is with Hudson from Aliens.
Okay. Oh, God.
Game over, man. Game over. Oh, where is this place? Oh, Main Street Specials. I need another machine gun to fight those aliens, man. Game over, man.
The 10 best alien stories. Alien goes to hell.
What are you talking about, man?
Alien goes to space.
I need help.
Alien
right
goes
here.
Upstairs.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Alien tells us gotta get out of my store.
All right. That was pretty good. All right, now we're
I'm
going
calling
down
the cops.
To Mama's Attic, run by, hey, someone we mentioned earlier, Bill Gates, and is the store owner, strangely enough.
How do I do Bill Gates?
He's saying, hey, I'm Bill Gates.
Okay.
And I'm Waddle, okay, from Star Wars. Hey, what are you doing? My name is Waddle. I need something from your attic.
Hey, I'm Bill Gates, and I need to tell you what you want from my attic, hey.
I need some anti-gravity generators, you know?
I'm sorry, we don't sell that kind of stuff in the store. You might want to check the store next door called Anti-Gravity Specialists.
Well, that's not what I want. I need the anti-gravity generator right now.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't help you.
Would you like to place a wager on that?
Yes, I would, sir. What are you going to do? Blow my head off?
I don't like Republic credits.
Don't shoot me!
We're in the middle of this park, yelling our heads off. This is insane. All right, now we're going to Texas Gal Endeavors. And James Earl Jones with the great star of Sonic the Hedgehog, Dr. Robotnik.
Oh, yes.
Well, James Earl Jones, my name is Dr. Robotnik, and I would like to buy some Endeavors, please.
Endeavors, that's in the Bellatic Yellow Pages under E.
I went up to this store and I saw that you were selling Endeavors. I needed to fight that Don Sonic the Hedgehog and his little buddy Tails.
Tails under T under Bill Atlantic. We don't know such tales
and
in this building.
Knuckles the Hedgehog, too. He's always breaking all my robots.
I'm sorry, sir. If you want to speak to someone who cares, don't talk to me. I care about Bell Atlantic. It's all I care about. Leave me alone.
All right. Wow. This is next. We're going to Joe's Vending, and actually, not very good planning because now I'm going to be Sonic the Hedgehog right after that one. All right. Anyway, and you're going to be Ringo Starr.
Ringo. Okay.
Okay.
Whoa, hey, I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. Did I just see Dr. Robotnik down the street there at Texas Gal Endeavors? I have to go break his robots and stop his evil plan.
Oh, my, you can boogie, you can slide.
What are you doing?
Oh, my, my,
I need to fight Dr. Robotnik. I don't even know where
boogie,
Tails is right now.
You can slide. Oh, my.
What are you
if
doing?
If you try, it's guaranteed to keep you alive.
Hey, I just want to tell you something, Ringo, okay? Me, Sonic the Hedgehog, I'm much more popular than the Beatles with the young kids today. Bye.
And now we're going down to Cooper
Foyle. I was actually singing a song by him called All My Mind.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have it on 45.
How am I going to light my cigar again in this wind?
Uh-oh.
Anyway, all right. Moving right along, we have another Star Wars character. That's going to be me, Jar Jar Binks. And you're going to be Bullwinkle. There's going to be a movie coming up with him, so.
Oh! Me's a like a floral things. Oh! Me's a like it. Oh, what kind of alien is it you?
An alien me is Bullwinkle.
Oh, me's never seen it like an alien like a user. You's a talker funny.
I'm a Musa Bullwinkle. You make fun of my Busha Bin Winkle.
Oh, me's a want to buy a flowers.
I hit you with my antler.
Okay, that's a good one. Now we're moving down to Main Street Floral Company, another floral company. I just got this off like an internet like phone book kind of thing. Anyway, Eric Cartman is me, and you're going to be Tim McVeigh, the great bomber who...
Oh,
he's not great, he's just an evil bomber.
Why can't it be like Yogi Bear or somebody, or Underdog or something?
Okay, you could be Yogi Bear instead of Tim McVeigh, and I'll be Eric Cartman.
Okay.
Hey, your star sucks.
Hey, don't talk like that at my store.
I'm gonna buy some flowers, damn it.
Hey, no need to talk like that. You get no peanut butter on
your flowers, or I'm gonna break your star up.
Hey, let me finish my talk, otherwise
I'll
put you in the
rain. What the hell's going on with you anyway?
Okay. Hey.
All right, moving right along. We're getting towards the end here. What did I want to do this? Oh, no. All right, we're getting towards the end, all right?
Okay.
Please. All right, now we're going to Pree's Nursery. John McCain, the great presidential candidate, is talking to the great rapper Eminem.
Oh, God.
Who do you want to be? Or be Eminem.
I'll be the Eminem.
All right.
Hi, my name is John McCain, and I would like to buy some bushes, please.
Yo, nice to meet you, Mr. John McCain. Like, what do you want? You want some M&M? You want some peanut butter? Yo, man, what's up with you?
I want to buy some bushes so
I
can whack them apart.
I understand, man, but you got to tell where it is, man. What's going on with you? What do you want? What do you want?
I hate bushes, and I want to smash them apart.
Yo, man, like, I don't understand your language. You got to talk black talk.
Well, M&M, I have to say...
Yo, man,
if I was elected
don't mess with me, man, because I'll bust you up. You understand what I'm trying to tell you, man?
Okay, all right. Now, we're getting towards the end here. We're going to move down to Cooper Outlet, where we have Ronald Reagan as the storekeeper, which Pete's going to be. And I'm going to be the little man from another place, from Twin Peaks.
Hello there, Mr. Reagan.
Read my lips.
Wait a second, that's not the right president. Be Reagan. That started off good, too. You go like, will.
All right.
Okay.
I want to buy something from this outlet.
Well, sir, we have to be more detailed.
I would like to buy some coffee.
A coffee at the store, sir?
Do you know what year it is?
It is 1975.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. We're almost to the end here.
And that's no drive.
We're moving down to Martucken Enterprises. And I'm not sure what they do, but the owner is actually Britney Spears. And Pete's going to be Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
And I'm going to be William F. Buckley.
Well, what I was coming in here to wonder about was the... I saw the sign outside. It said Enterprises, and I'm wondering what sort of enterprises are you involved in?
We are involved in Star Trek Galactica Enterprises.
Well, I still don't understand the intellectual impact of a statement of that sort.
The store only deals with people who are professionals, Star Galactica people. And people who are not professionals, we do not deal with those people.
I was trying to think about the nature of the business enterprises in the modern economy today.
We'll leave that to the Democratic whips.
Okay. And now we're down to the last one. This is going to be very challenging. We're down to the store, Penny Pinchers.
Penny Pinchers?
Okay, and Pete, you're going to be Frank Edward Nora, and I'm going to be Peter Litke.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is the last one. Hey, how you doing?
Yo.
I want to buy some pennies.
You want me to buy some pennies? Okay, like what year do you want it from?
Oh, I don't know. Just like any year would be good. Like maybe 1940? I don't know.
1940? Okay, like how much are you willing to pay for these?
Oh, I don't know. Like as much as it takes. All right, the end. The end. All right, we got through it. We got through it. All right. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe we got through that whole comedy gauntlet of, like, horror?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you still there, people?
Anyway, wow. Wow. It's over. It's over.
Buddy, here's Bobby. Hey, Bobby, how are you doing? Let me tell you how I'm doing today. I'm swell. I get up this morning, and guess what happens? I fall out of bed. That's just for starters. I try to take a shower. What happened? I slip on the soap. So how do you think I'm feeling? Good or bad? Good! Check one. Good.
It is recording.
Frankie,
yeah?
what is the combination to the safe?
I don't know.
Tell me, Frankie.
No. You will?
You're right.
This is ridiculous.
Tell me what the combination is.
Now.
There, now he's dead. Let him tell you for himself. When the inspector was walking home from the police department, he met a man named Frankie. He noticed something unusual about this man, because he had a .357 Magnum in his hand. Now, he pointed it at the professor, the inspector rather, and shot him dead. The inspector went to the graveyard. That's where he stayed the rest of his life. The end. The end. The end. The end.
The end.
The end. I did it! Here we are. Now, do you hear this? This is the voice of a man about to kill himself. Well, regardless of whether he does or not, let him tell you how he feels about suicide. Here he is. The suicidal maniac. I feel very good about suicide. I know what I have! It's very good! You've heard it for yourself, folks. This is Bill Jorgensen saying, good night from atop the Empire State Building. There he goes. There he goes. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bill Jorgensen, New York. Good night.
Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Here we are in the United Nations. I'll say talking to Dr. Nibbleshits. How do you think about yourself, Dr. Nibbleshits?
Well, I think I'm a very smart...
CBS News. We're here in the United Nations building, waiting for some of the participants of the SALT agreement to come out. That is the arms demonstration. Now, here is one of the leading participants, Vasily Alexeyev. Here he is. He will now tell you his feeling on this matter.
I suck your blood.
There you see. We see he is nuts. He is too far gone. Now, let's hear Christian Carter.
Christian Carter?
Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy Carter. I love Peter. We like Peter Butter today.
And there you have it. Can you believe it, folks? The whole world's going to pieces. Bill Jorgensen, CBS News, United Nations Building in New York. Good night, and have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night.
The evil farm. Did you hear about what's going on at the farm? This is like
I heard screams and shit, like
killing people. Is there this big snake guy that rises out of the ground and like chops?
You bullshit me?
No.
No. Serious.
Serious. You think we're bullshitting you?
Well, all right. Listen, I think you have nothing better else to do than take pictures of me.
No, I'm serious. There are these people, right? Off the farm. They've been hearing people screaming shit, like people have been disappearing in different parts of town, and they hear them screaming shit, and they said they're being killed. They find dead bodies, like, laying a couple miles away from the farm. They're really suspicious about it, because weird things go on at night, like weird noises and lights and shit.
And you should see the pigs. Holy shit. The fucking pigs. The fucking pigs, man.
I'm serious. You're laughing, man. If you were up there, and you saw it, you'd be scared. Shit. I swear to God.
I fucked up.
I'm serious, man.
Boys, come on, outside. Outside. Let's go. Outside. Come on. Because this isn't the time for you to be here.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, it's a yellow school bus. Let's film this.
It's evil!
It's dangerous to film and drive at the same time. You realize
that? It's evil! Holy shit! Oh, my God! Holy shit, that thing's possessed! Wait, Frank, zoom in!
Video, Genesis, a number two, land of confusion.
There'll be no zooming in.
Zooming in. Sorry, here, you, talk about the evil farm.
I don't know what to say about it.
Make something up.
I can't.
Oh, I got a cousin that went up to the evil farm. And he said that he went up there and there was this ghost cow. And it came over and started fucking him up the ass. I wouldn't let him leave. So he finally left.
What do you think of the evil farm, sir?
My grandfather used to work there.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he said it was hell, man. It was evil. I'm not kidding.
The little dolls were going around the bed. I woke up, the little doll figurines were floating around my head.
Hey, baby, wanna make some movies?
What do you think about the evil farm?
The evil farm?
The evil farm.
The evil farm. Is there an evil farm near here?
Yes, there is.
If there is, we should wipe it out. There should be no reason for an evil farm being anywhere within 50 miles of my family.
Man. I know those old guys in the streets, man. They're talking about how there's like some kind of like, they found an arm back behind this fucking factory. And that they said that they saw a gleam from like a sword coming off the top of the castle one night.
Man.
There's all these.
Yo, bro.
Did you calm down with that fucking laughter, man?
I don't know. Man, this doesn't look.
Whoa!
Oh, there's something moving in there,
bro.
Like,
no, bro.
Man, I heard it once.
What the fuck is that? Shit, I locked the keys inside.
Fuck that. Film the car.
Everybody wave. Alright, stop talking about the evil farm a little bit. Talk about evil things.
The evil farm? No, that dick outside of... Oh, is there an evil farm in our vicinity? No, we talk about it because you're like jerking off.
Excuse me.
You're excuse
me. Oh, humor. What do we want?
A nutrition guy.
Can we have a nutrition guy?
We don't have
it says we can get
them. We're out.
When you know we'll be
dead, it's false advertising.
No, we won't be.
That's false advertising.
Federal
law says that's false advertising.
This is false advertising.
Okay, how is the Whopper bigger and better?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, well, can we have a scrambled egg platter?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
Because it's big.
It's a scrambled egg platter.
Day after
11. Where does it say
that?
Wait, it doesn't
say
AM or PM.
Oh.
So anyone with any common sense would know. If you guys aren't going to order...
Oh, AM Express.
Jack went up to the evil farm last night, right? But he went with Tom. And Tom was the only one who came back. And he's not talking. He's like very quiet today. And we don't know what happened to Jack. He said something about maybe he was... He was talking about blood and shit.
Yeah, drink.
Like that. And he kept listening to like... Really heavy metal and everything.
He got back. Jack got back. He was listening to Willie Nelson. Must be some evil shit.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You know what we should do?
We should go to that place where we heard that scream tonight. That would be sick.
Wait, we got noise here.
Wait, just do it.
Charles, fuck the audience. Ready?
All right, action.
Hey, Hugo, man, what's up?
Now stay right where you are and close the knife. Alright, you close the knife. Now, stab him.
Now go down to the ground, man.
Look up at him. Look up at him.
You go up above. Try to hunt for public. You're taking a crap. Dude, no, do a piss in the top scene. Like you're pissing.
Yo, what do you think about the evil farm?
I think it's evil.
Is it? How evil is it?
Real evil.
The farm is so evil, they have sacrifices there, man. It's just like, oh man, don't go there. You die.
It smells like dead goats.
It's a shame. This is where they come to buy their candles. These candles are used in the rituals at the evil farm. The farm is bad. Stay away from the farm. Remember Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Well, there is truth in fairy tales.
Yes, there is.
The evil farm produces such fruit. This fruit can put people in comas for so long and trip out their heads so they go into another reality.
Only orgasm gets them out of it.
Oh, dude.
Wait.
Do more. Sick, man.
Say hi.
Hey, what the fuck is up?
What do you think of the evil farm?
What is your name?
I like to say all the people in New Jersey are dipshits, and I would like to say that...
Whoa. Sit on that.
I mean, where else would you find people taking pictures in the bathroom?
Hey, bowling alley.
I have taken pictures in the bathroom with a video camera just like this.
Yeah, but in the other bathroom, you got better
state?
Footage that way.
What
no,
state?
It was in the girls' bathroom in Arizona.
Do it again.
Who are you?
I got snow on my shoes.
Okay, okay. Guys, girls, whatever.
All right, let's
go.
Okay, girls, take one.
Tree.
What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Man, there's like too many lights on this road.
I know, I hate this road.
Going fucking crazy.
Stop ahead. Okay, man, stop your head. We're at the evil farm. We're scared shit.
Come on,
dude. That thing's moving. Look at that. It's moving. What is it? Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. It's like, oh shit, what is it?
It's
all the fucking doors are locked, man. But then?
You saw something.
We're getting the fuck out.
Wait.
The lights are
gonna see it.
No, I can't see it.
I just saw it. What the fuck is going on? Shit, the power must have gone out. I'm gonna go down and check it. It's like something's been down here, man. Something just broke away this box. Look. What's that?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Hi. Holy shit.
Jim just died.
Jim's dead.
Jim's dead.
Holy shit.
No!
Hugo, cut it out! He's making faces at me!
This is Daria Martinsville. We're talking about the evil farm and other farms. See, these people here are, shall we say, victims of the evil farm. And joints, as we used to say, joints. We have been studying on the pig lady in Rome.
Joints.
And our topic today is satanicness, right? Satanicness. Society is degenerating in this area because of total evilness. Families are going against our children. The whole society... Children aren't going to school anymore. I myself am failing all my classes. Like, I'm using all my subjects. I am now at UCLA studying. I'm a member of the Church of the Anton LaVey Society for Sexualism and Free Sex in the World. I have this strange feeling that the world is going to end soon. And that, like, society is breaking down.
I have a strange feeling that Mr. Coley should learn the meaning of the word Bic Razor.
Bic Razor?
No, this fucking dude don't know how to shave, man!
I want to grow a beard, so in a couple of months, I'll get served.
Hippie.
Not a hippie.
Yeah, talk about the world again.
Yeah, well, the world's going to explode.
Because
people
Coley
are
going to
die. Fucking just death and destruction explosions. Fucking sex between dogs and cats.
Death and destructions and explosions.
Fucking
sex between dogs and cats.
What the fuck are all the fucking people are gonna die. They're gonna die. You're all gonna fucking die.